The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as The Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here is David Hayes.
Welcome to episode number 21 of 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. I hope you enjoyed the first 20 that have been in the bank. Now we're on number 21. And I think when I started the thought process on this program, it was how many of you believe that you will be in a lower tax bracket in retirement than you are today? Now, most of the time, you're correct. If nothing changes in the tax environment, it is usually absolutely guaranteed that you will have less income in retirement and therefore pay less taxes. However, that's assuming everything stays the same. We've obviously made a tremendous case from episode 1 all the way through episode 20 in how that narrative has been flipped. You know, for years we've put money away tax deferred. We get that tax deduction, kind of that little, yes, this feels good, right? We put a dollar away, it only cost me 70 cents. Then it grows tax deferred and you pull it out later when you are in a lower tax bracket. That's the narrative that has completely been put on its head. Now, while you're working, it is true if you said, when I'm retired, I will pay less tax. Well, the answer to that is you will pay less tax. Why? Because you won't pay payroll taxes any longer. When you get into retirement and you focus on a pension, Social Security, investment earnings, IRA distributions, all of that is taxable income, but it's not payroll tax. So you don't have to pay the 7.65% that we all pay, and your employer pays the other half of Social Security and Medicare. So that's off the table. And that's one of the reasons that most of the time when you put a retirement plan together, you could say, yes, I make whatever, $10,000 a month, but what do I bring home? Oh, it's about $6,400. That's because of all these deductions and the other taxes that you pay. So that's why it's always easier to focus on your net take-home pay and then build from there, because all you add on top is your federal and state tax. You don't any longer have to worry about the payroll taxes. All right. So what about Social Security? We mentioned this in a previous episode that almost everyone is taxed on Social Security. If you have any reasonable lifestyle at all, because the thresholds have never changed. They've always been where they were back in 1983, 84, where they set the thresholds. If you earn over a certain amount, now you pay taxes on Social Security. Most states do not charge tax on Social Security. So that's a good thing. I actually was looking at an article from the New York Times and just sort of laying this thing out as the ordinary way of thinking about it. It said right up front, your tax burden will probably lighten when you retire. And that's essentially what I just walked you through. Now, income taxes, they do tend to fall because your total income is usually a little bit lower. And again, only a portion of your Social Security is taxable. So you have to have careful planning that can reduce your tax burden in retirement. In other words, being efficient about taxes can have plenty of substantial impacts on you down the road. Especially if you have a large IRA, some planning can be super helpful And I always say, yes, planning is important, but management is even more important. So this is a process where you figure out where you fall in the tax brackets. We know that they're going to expire at the end of 2025. So we have a short amount of time to make some real strategic moves. So that's the encouragement there. Also, I found in this article, our good friend Ed Slott was quoted. And it's, of course, one of his good analogies. But he says, of course, the U.S. retirement system is structured to provide tax advantages while you save, but the income taxes are due when you draw these monies out. So he says, think of your IRA as a joint account with Uncle Sam, because that's what it is. Part of that money is owed back to the government when you draw it out in retirement. How much, he says, depends on what? Future tax rates. So most workers approaching retirement have most of their savings in the tax-deferred side. Actually, as of the third quarter in 2021, Americans held $37 trillion in retirement assets. It's crazy, right? That means all of that low-hanging fruit, and most of it is in those defined contribution plans like 401ks or IRAs or defined benefit pension plans as well. So he says, like I've always said as well, you must diversify your savings over the years in from an investment standpoint, but really start to diversify from a tax standpoint. We have our taxable bucket. We have our tax deferred bucket. We have our tax free bucket. And then you have estate and income tax free. So you have your four buckets of money. Do you always want to put all of your money in the already been taxed bucket? No, you have some real strategy there to determine how much I leave in each one. And we write about this in our book. And we also did a podcast and talked about what's the right amount to leave in your IRA. And of course, it circles around qualified charitable distributions. All right, what is another tax that is a gotcha? And we've talked about this some, but Medicare surtax. It's not technically a tax. It just means you're going to pay more for Medicare Part B if you have a larger income. Now, unlike our marginal system, you know, where you move into a bracket and you only pay tax on the next dollar at that bracket number, 10, 12, 22, whatever, Medicare is not like that. Once you step over the threshold of how much money you can earn, Medicare premiums go up. They call it a cliff tax. They go up quickly. There is no gradually moving into that tax bracket. So if you step one step over, so I encourage you to look to see where you are income-wise, and if you end up doing some Roth conversions or pulling some income forward like you should, then that's a an opportunity for you to look at. Now, again, that's only for people that are on Medicare. So if you are younger than Medicare, age 65, even a better opportunity to push forward some of those Roth conversions. And then, by the way, when you go on Medicare, if your income 2 years prior hit these certain thresholds, then your Medicare premiums will be higher for that year. Now, it will fall off after your new returns are filed. However, sometimes there's an exception to that. Is it a rule that could be waived that your premiums are higher? Yes, but in a situation where I'm pulling the income forward because I want to pay it now, that's not going to be an exemption. But if you had, let's say, if you've been working and made $200,000 a year, and you literally write a waiver to Social Security and say, I am not making this kind of money anymore. Here's my new salary. Here's my new IRA, whatever it is, your income. And then they'll make that adjustment and get you back down to that $170 a month-ish number that Medicare was last year. So just like everything else, a lot of unintended consequences when you start doing this kind of planning. All right, let's see what else I have to say. I think the awareness that, once again, all of our retirement accounts are the lowest hanging fruit of all, and the larger your retirement account becomes, the larger the government share becomes, just like Ed's example with having a joint account. If you have $100,000 in an IRA, and you know, let's say that you're in the 12% bracket, you know how much of it's there. So you could pay that off today, the 12 grand, and then be done forever, as opposed to letting it grow from 100,000 to $500,000 to $1 million to $2 million. And guess what? Their share grows exponentially. And it's at a rate that we have no idea what it will be in the future. So just continuing to encourage people, right, to do the right thing, control the things that you can control, And I'm recording this podcast kind of under the gun because I was out of town, but we definitely need to get something out this week. We will not have a podcast during the week of 4th of July, but again, I hope you enjoy these little tidbits. Sometimes it's just 7, 8, 9 minutes long. Sometimes, you know, it's more lengthy than that. So hopefully, you get something out of each one of these. And of course, as I always say, we're here to help. We're here for you as a listener of 2025, the Final Drive. Of course, that metaphor is on my coaching football playing days, where those tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025. That gives us the real opportunity to do something now and keep our retirement accounts from being destroyed by higher taxes down the road. So if you'd like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us. You can contact us to set up your complimentary call or give us a call at 812-334-3190. We'll make it happen, promise you. All right, have a great 4th of July, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025, The Final Drive, into www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025, The Final Drive.